Welcome back to the Mackey Motors tailgate, joined here now by Kemper Football's head coach, Ryan Steinkamp. Coach, we appreciate you joining us here today.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, Mason.
For you guys last week, a big win for you, keeping the momentum rolling there. Take me through that game and how you guys got to that win.
Yeah, I think our kids are just locked in, you know. They do a lot of good things on offense, defense. You know, special teams are great, too. You know, get all three phases clicking together is what you want, and I thought the kids did a great job of that.
For you guys as well, I know Braden Alford had a big game for you. Talk about his defensive impact during that game and also some of the other games that you guys have had so far.
Yeah, he does a great job. You know, he's a dynamic player, makes plays, so he's getting better, getting up blocks. He does a good job in the pass coverage. Just kind of overall, the defense has really been kind of been clicking. Everybody's kind of finding their niche spot, you know, how they can contribute, things like that too. So that's been a good part, you know. And our goal each week is just be playing better football each week.
And for you guys, I know that you had moved some pieces around going into this season when it came to the defensive end. Are you liking the way that everything's clicking when it comes to that defensive end?
Yeah. It all takes time too. You know, it's a process, but everybody's, you know, they're playing team football. They're learning their strengths, things they need to work on, just being coachable, and that's what we want to see.
Offensively, what do you feel like you guys did well on last Friday?
Oh, I thought just, you know, Tigman was there too. You know, running game got going well, and the line blocked really hard. You know, made some good choices in the passing game. Receivers ran good routes, made some plays too. So just you know, taking what's there, and then just making some plays when we need to.
For you guys throughout this season, going into the final week of the regular season, what do you feel like has been kind of the biggest improvement you guys have made so far?
I think just you know, making adjustments. You know, other teams are well coached and they have some really good players too. But our kids are just coachable and they understand, you know, certain situations and how to make adjustments and things like that. So you know, that's what you want is kids being coachable. And I'm really proud of them being receptive of that and, you know, staying hungry and wanting to get better.
For this week now, you face Okoboji. They're a very similar team to you guys when it comes to record. And what do you think Okoboji is going to bring to the table when it comes to the offense?
Yeah, they're a tough team offensively. You know, they move guys around a lot. You know, they're very balanced between run and pass. They have some good skill players, a big O-line. So we definitely have to be ready in all aspects of the game.
And when you talk about that big O-line there, do you feel like that's going to start up front with your guys, or how do you feel like you guys combat that?
Yeah, we just gotta be fast and physical too. You know, we don't have the biggest D line, but those guys, you know, get up the ball. You know, they're hungry, they're feisty. So, you know, they're excited for the opportunity that's ahead of them.
For you guys now as well, defensively, do you feel like they're going to be more of a passing offense or a rushing offense?
Like I said, they're really balanced. You know, they about the same passing and running attempts throughout the year too. But they do a good job of moving guys around and giving different guys the ball too. So it's not just one guy you can key in on.
Defensively for them now, what do you feel like they're going to bring to the table to stop your guys' dynamic offense?
They said those good skill players on offense, they also play defense, so you know they're really good athletes. And they, you know, those linemen, a handful of some of them play D-line too, and they just have some, you know, good linebackers that flow fast. They clog up the middle. They do a good job of coverage. So we'll definitely have to make sure that, you know, we're protecting on the line. That's where things starts, and then make sure we're just running good routes and just you know, being us. I talk to kids about, you know, we just got to be us, be happy with moving the sticks, and then, you know, and then big plays just happen by them, you know, being kids and having fun out there.
For you guys as well, I mean, you talk about the receivers that you have there being able to move sticks. I mean, having three or four different guys that can go in there at the receiver position there, take me through those guys and what you feel like they bring to the team.
Yeah, well, first thing is that, you know, they're unselfish too. You know, they've done a great job blocking out there. You know, you got guys like Brax Sibanami, Bray Alford, Griffin Glenn, Ryan Lucas, Jaren Huffman. Like, you know, they're unselfish. They don't care who's getting the ball, but they go out there and block for each other too. You know, sometimes it's a short pass play, but it's a block that springs them and stuff like that too. So just all of them playing together as a unit, and then Brock, you know, spreading the ball out and just taking what's there too has kind of been our motto.
And I know that a lot of these guys are upperclassmen, either juniors or seniors here. To watch them grow and see what they have done kind of throughout these years that you've had them as kids out there, how does that feel to see them finally start getting out there and being able to do things consistently and seeing how they've grown?
Yeah, it's special because, you know, I've seen the work they put in, you know, that's not just on Friday nights too, you know, summer weights, open field, 7-on-7 stuff, putting time in their own, you know, film study. Like, yeah, they put the time in, and it's just, they're just great role models for other kids, but they'll keep working hard and your time will come.
For you guys now as well, the underclassmen, they're going to be seniors coming up here. What are you expecting from them to make the jump going from week 7 to now week 8 and maybe even to the postseason? Are you expecting some of them to start stepping up and maybe being leaders as well?
Yeah, a lot of that comes on special teams, the scout team, and just being ready, you know, understanding what's going on, the game plans, and you know, locking up practice, getting lots of reps, and they've done a great job of that.
For you guys as well, with this being such a big matchup, how does it feel to have this one at home compared to being on the road?
You know, honestly, our kids, we're kind of a, you know, anywhere, anytime, any place type deal. You know, they're excited about this opportunity. You know, we respect all of our opponents. It'll be great to see the Kemper crowd there. We have great supporters. But, you know, it comes out to it, you know, our kids are focused what's going on in the football field and things like that too. So, yeah, it's great not to have to travel. But, you know, I think our kids get just as excited going to other away places too, just to any opportunity to get a play together.
For you guys as well, I mean, it could be the regular season final home game for you guys. It will be, but then to be able, if you guys win, host a couple more games there, does that feel pretty good as well to know that if you guys win, that you'll have more games back at home this year?
I mean, that's always a great part too. But you know, like I said, we have no control over that or what's ahead of us too. The only thing that we can control or focus on is this coming Friday night.
For you guys now, what does this game mean for the Kemper program as well?
You know, it's an opportunity to play with each other. You know, the kids work hard. You know, Friday Night Lights is something special. So, you know, we tell our kids all the time, go out there, play hard, play together, trust the game plan, trust each other, and it's just go out there and enjoy it and just play with some heart.
Coach, we appreciate you joining us here in the Mackey Motors tailgate, and we wish you guys best luck coming up with your game.
Absolutely. Thanks a lot, Mason.